Love Talk Radio.
But they don't know you like we do. There is power in your name. We've heard that there is no way through. We've heard the tide will never change. They haven't seen what you can do. There is power in your name. So much power in your name. Move it and move it all. Break the unbreakable. God, we believe. God, we believe for it. From the improvable, we'll see a miracle. God, we believe. God, we believe for it. We know that hope is never lost. Oh, for there is still a easy grace. God, we believe no matter what. There is power in your name. So much power in your name.
Believe for it. Even for the impossible, for the miracle.
Can you help me sing? I believe you.
We just have to believe it. You said it, Lord. You said it, Lord, and because you said it, we believe it. Because you said it. We believe it because you said it. We believe for the impossible because we know that through the impossible, we have miracles. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We truly happy to have each and every one of you all. We're going to ask Evangelist Ursula if she'll give us a word of prayer.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Father God. Hallelujah, Lord. We come before the throne of grace this morning, humbled. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name. We lay our bodies on the altar as a living sacrifice, God. Do what you want in us and through us. We were born to praise you, God. It's all about you, Father. We surrender and submit to you right now, God. We thank you, Father, for your Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who died and rose in 3 days. We thank you that he conquered sin, sickness, death, and disease in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, that we are the head and not the tail. We blessed and not cursed. We thank you for Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you for the precious blood. Cover us in your blood, God. Blood wash us from the top of our head to the soles of our feet. Blood wash our blood Hallelujah. With your blood. Hallelujah. Every cell, Hallelujah. Tissue, organ, gland, muscle, red cell, white cell, kidney, Hallelujah. Liver, bladder, small intestine, colon. In the name of Jesus, we surrender our bodies to you to be cleansed and purified by the blood of the Lamb, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We thank you that you did it. You hung your head. You said it's finished. It's done. It's over. Hallelujah. And nothing can separate us from your love. We thank you for power, dominion, and authority in the blood. Hallelujah. The healing blood, the saving blood, the delivering blood. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you for the Holy Ghost. Thank Hallelujah. You for the Holy Ghost, Lord, being our bellies like you, rivers of flowing water. Send your fire down, Hallelujah, and burn out all impurities, all lust of the flesh, lust of the eye, and the pride of life. Burn it out, Hallelujah. clean us up, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God.
Yes,
we thank you for another day.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We thank you for
thank
the breath
you,
and life of sound mind. Saturate our
Hallelujah.
Mind, God. Hallelujah. Blood wash our thoughts, ideas, and decisions. Oh God, give us
yes,
a new
God.
Mind, new memory, new retainment in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah, Lord. We thank
Jesus.
You for newness in the name
Hallelujah.
Of Jesus. We pray for the sick
Hallelujah.
And the shut in, the homeless, the disabled,
yes.
the mental health. We pray for the elders and the babies that's born into this world, God.
Yes,
oh, God, we thank you.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah
to the Lamb of God. For he reigns.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah Lord. You reign.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We thank
hallelujah.
You. You are all we need, but you are all we got, and you are all we need. You the answer to everything.
Hallelujah.
It's you, Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah. That's the answer, God.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen.
Good morning, Pastor Bill and Pastor Beasley.
Good morning. Good morning.
Praise the Lord.
Praise
Hallelujah.
God. Praise God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's what I'm talking about.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I will bless the Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Bless
the Lord. Oh, my soul. And all
thank
is
you,
within
Lord.
Lord.
Yes,
yes
Lord.
Me.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Yes,
Hallelujah.
Lord. Oh, my soul.
Mm-hmm.
And forget
yes,
not
Lord.
His benefits.
Hallelujah. Thank
ooh,
you, Lord.
Don't forget.
Hallelujah.
Been too good.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah,
Lord. Oh, hallelujah,
ooh,
Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 And forget
hallelujah.
And forget
thank
not all of the benefits.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He healed
hallelujah.
My iniquity. He healed
you,
my
Lord.
Disease.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
He's our Redeemer.
Mm. Yes, Lord. Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord.
Jesus. Jesus. Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He has crowned us with loving kindness and showed tender mercy.
Hallelujah.
Thank
oh,
you, God.
Hallelujah.
We give you the glory.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Hallelujah. Thank you for letting your son come, Father.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
And we praise
thank
you,
Lord.
We honor you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
And for those
hallelujah.
That didn't give you honor, Father God, if I had 10,000 tongues, it wouldn't be enough.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
oh,
you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes.
My soul cry out.
Yes.
My soul
hallelujah.
Cry out.
Yes, Lord.
Thank
yes,
you.
Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes,
yes,
Lord.
A good
hallelujah.
God.
Hallelujah.
God, we have a good God.
Hallelujah.
We really do. He's quick
hallelujah.
To mercy. He's slow
thank
to anger. He's very slow when it comes to getting mad and angry. But he's real
thank
quick
you.
To give you love. He real quick to give
thank
you mercy.
You.
He real quick to give you
mm-hmm.
kindness. Matter
thank
of fact,
you,
he says, surely
hallelujah.
Goodness and mercy shall follow you
yeah.
all the days
oh.
of your life. If you made your bed in
hallelujah.
Hell, mercy going down there. Goodness is going down
ooh,
there.
Glory.
If you made your jail
yes,
tonight,
yes.
goodness
hallelujah.
Is going. Mercy is going.
Yes, hallelujah.
Get out
hallelujah.
There on the eye.
Yes,
I know that
you,
mercy
Lord.
Is right behind
you. Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you,
Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you so much.
Hallelujah.
That was awesome, evangelist Ursa. I thank you for that beautiful prayer.
Thank you,
hallelujah. I tell you, I just don't know where to start at. I just want to praise him.
Hallelujah.
I just want to
yeah,
praise him
hallelujah.
Today. Think about all of his goodness.
Thank you, Lord.
When I think about how God has
hallelujah.
Protected us through all of what we're
hallelujah.
Going through, through the weather, through the
yes,
climate conditions, through this.
Hallelujah.
I thank him.
Hallelujah.
I feel my soul.
Thank
bless
you,
the
Lord,
oh my soul.
Hallelujah,
and everything in me bless
yes.
his holy
hallelujah.
Name.
Oh, hallelujah.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul. And let's not forget
yes.
his benefit. Every time I think about the word benefit, I think about people who get that
that welfare and they get substance and they get that help from the government. Mm-hmm. They give benefit cards, and on that benefit card, boy, I tell you, they can buy groceries, they can pay lights. They think about all the benefits. Yeah. When I think about a job and you just got hired and the first thing you want to know, what kind of benefits I got? Do I get a 504 or 401? What kind of benefits do I get? Dental? Do I get eye? It's nothing like benefits. Do I get a retirement?
Yeah.
So when I think about that word and all the benefits he got, grace, mercy. Listen, man, grace is following you. Mercy is following you. You have no worries, my brother, my sister. You have no worries. Grace is there. I dare you to fall and watch what grace does.
Hallelujah. That's
what mercy does.
Hallelujah.
And by his stripes, we are healed. Hallelujah.
Yes, hallelujah.
Well, we've been talking about trusting the Lord with all of our heart, not part of it, but all of it. Brother, sister, I tell you, it's a time now we have to trust God. We have to depend on him.
Yeah.
See, when I think about trust, I think I put trust in a different category than most people. Because I when I think about trust, I think about I just gave it all to God. I don't know which way I'm going. Don't ask me. I'm trusting God.
Hmm.
Whichever way he tell me, that's where I'm going. I'm entrusting him. With everything I got, I dedicated it to him. I'm committed to him.
Yeah.
I'm trusting him.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, I have empowered God, and I want you all to know, I have empowered God. If I go to the right and I need to go to the left, Lord, turn me to the left.
All right.
Mm-hmm. I need God permission that if I'm going straight, but I need to go to the right, take me to the right. I want God to be to me what a jockey is to a horse. He know when to pull him him to the right.
Yes. Go ahead now. Say that.
That's how I want to live. Lord, I'm entrusting you with it. I'm believing you with it. When he said, trust in the Lord with all your heart, lean not to your own understanding. Lord, I realize I just don't know which way to go. I need you. I need you to direct my path.
Yes,
bro. So I'm just turning it over to the Lord. That's today, one kind of finish up where we were. And we're talking about trusting God with our righteousness. Listen, brothers and sisters. We talked about Daniel and we talked about David. But let's talk about God's unlimited righteousness. See, we have unlimited righteousness with God.
Oh, yeah.
I want y'all to know this. Because of Christ, you have an unlimited righteousness.
When
you read the Pauline revelation, you'll see where that we can even have the mind of Christ. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, it says that, but it's real, brothers and sisters. I saw our limitless possibility in the new covenant and under the new relationship we have with the Father now, through his Son. And in all of us, sons and daughters, I'm reminded of what we read over there in John 14:12. Let's go there, Evangelist Ursula. If you have John 14:12, you have your Bible with us. And Pastor, I'm going to ask you to read it from the Messenger Bible, if you'd be so kind.
Okay.
That's the Gospel of St. John, chapter 14, verses 12.
John 14, 12. Mm-hmm. Let me see if I got it right, Pastor. 14, yeah. Most assuredly I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do will do also greater works than these he will do, because I go to my Father, and whatever you ask in my name, I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Is that the right one, Pastor?
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
Okay. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Uh-huh. I'll send the Message Bible. The person who trusts me will not only do what I'm doing, but even greater things, because I, on my way, am giving you the same work to do that I've been doing. You can count on it. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So if you can believe, simply meaning you act on the word of God. Another scripture I like to is where Jesus asked his disciple over there in Luke. I think it's Luke 8:25. You remember after they went and woke Jesus up? We'll find that, Luke 8:25. Jesus asked him a real important question. He says, where is your faith? Woo! Man, when I think about that, where is your faith? Well, we ought to read from the 21st, maybe through the 39, so you can see the whole story. But what I want you to see is, if you believe, where is your faith? If you believe,
hallelujah.
Who you believing in? Where is your faith? Did you leave it over grandmama's house? Did you leave it over auntie's house? Where is your faith? You can't have your mama faith. You can't have your uncle. Forget about your pastor. Where is your faith? That's personal.
Yes, it is.
That's the in the English version, that's the first person singular, like the first is first person. Second is they, them. Mm-hmm. The third is us. So the first person, where is your faith? Talking about you now.
Mm-hmm.
In the second verse, your faith. So you have to take it personally and let it become the first person singular. Where is my faith? You're going to ask yourself that question.
Okay, come on.
When situations come, you're going to have to learn to depend on your faith now. You're going to have to lean on it. You're going to have to learn. You're going to have to live by it. Can't live by nothing else.
But, amen.
And you do that by trusting God. If you have that, read that for us, Evangelist Ursula.
Amen. Hallelujah. Where is your faith? But he said to them, where is your faith? And they were afraid and marveled, saying to one another, you want me to read 25 or one down?
20. Well, you can read 21 through 39. I'm sorry. You can go back and read 21 through 39.
Amen. But he answered and said to them, my mother and my brother are these who hear the word of God and do it. Now, it happened on a certain day that he got into a boat with his disciples, and he said to them, let us cross over to the other side of the lake. And they launched out, but as they sailed, he fell asleep, and a windstorm came down on the lake, and they were filling with water and were in jeopardy. And they came to him and awoke him, saying, Master, Master, we are perishing. And he arose and rebuked the wind and the raining waters, and they ceased and were calm. But he said to them, where is your faith? And they were afraid and marveled, saying to one another, who can this be? But he commands even the winds and the waters, and they obey him. Then they sailed to the country of the Gadarenes, which is opposite Galilee. And when he stepped out on the land, there met him a certain man from the city who had demons for a long time, and he wore no clothes, nor did he live in a house, but in the tombs. When he saw Jesus, he cried out and fell down before him and with a loud voice said, what have I to do with you, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I beg you, do not torment me. But he had commanded the unclean spirit to come out of the man, for it had often seized him And he was kept under guard, bound with chains and shackles. And he broke the bonds and was driven by the demons into the wilderness. Jesus asked him, saying, "What is your name?" And he said, "Legion," because many demons had entered me. And they begged him that he would not command them to go out into the abscess. Hallelujah. Now a herd of swine was feeding there on the mountain, and he would permit them to enter into the herd of swine. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Oh, glory. That's the kind of power I'm talking about. Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Yes. Drive out demons. Hallelujah. In that name, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. That hit my spirit.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Amen. Reading from the Message Bible. Amen. He replied, "My mother and brothers are the ones who hear and do God's word. Obedience is thicker than blood. One day, he and his disciples got in a boat. 'Let's cross the lake,' he said. And off they went. It was smooth sailing, and he fell asleep. A terrible storm came up suddenly on the lake. Water poured in, and they were about to capsize. They woke Jesus. 'Master, Master, we're going down.' Getting to his feet, he told the wind, 'Silence,' and the waves, 'Quiet down.' They did it. The lake became smooth as glass. Then he said to his disciples, 'Why can't you trust me?' They were in absolute awe, staggered and stammering. 'Who is this anyway?' He calls out to the winds and sea, and they do what he tells them. They sailed on to the country of the Gerasene, directly opposite Galilee. As he stepped out on the land, a madman from town met him. He was a victim of demons. He hadn't worn clothes for a long time, nor lived at home. He lived in the cemetery. When he saw Jesus, he screamed, fell before him, and bellowed, 'What business do you have messing with me? You're Jesus, Son of the High God, but don't give me a hard time.' The man said this because Jesus had started to order the unclean spirits out of him. Time after time, the demons threw the man into convulsion. He had been placed under constant guard and tied with chains and shackles, but crazed and driven wild by demons, he would shatter the bond. Jesus asked him, 'What is your name?' 'Mom.' 'My name is Mom,' he said, because many demons afflicted him, and they begged Jesus desperately not to order them to the bottomless pit. A large herd of pigs was browsing and rooting on a nearby hill. The demons begged Jesus to order them into the pigs. It was even worse for the pigs than for the man. Crazed, they scampered over a cliff into the lake and drowned. Those tending the pigs, scared to death, vaulted and told their story in town and country. People went out to see what had happened. They came to Jesus and found the man from the demons had been sitting there at Jesus' feet, wearing decent clothes and making sense. It was a holy moment, and for a short time, they were more reverent than curious. Then those who had seen it happen told how the demonic had been saved. Later, great many people from the Gerasene countryside got together and asked Jesus to leave. Too much change, too fast, and they were scared. So Jesus got back in the boat and set off. The man whom he had delivered from the demons asked to go with him, but he sent him back saying, "Go home and tell everything God did in you." So he went back and preached all over town everything Jesus had done in him. Amen.
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 Ooh. See, when you've been delivered, you have a story to tell. But we won't be able to get into a lot of this today. But let me tell you this, brothers and sisters. The question going forward tomorrow is going to be, where is your faith? See, the word of God is not only wonderful, but also powerful. The natural condition can be changed by the word of God, which is supernatural. See, it's the supernatural power that are the natural power. It's in the word of God. I'm going to say this.
Yeah.
The word of God is the breath of God. It's the nature of God. It's who God is. And we won't do it today, but in Hebrews 4:12, it says that the word of God is living. It's a living thing. Stop looking at the word of God as being a logo. You know, a logo is like a printed word on your uniform or on the bill. It's rhema. Not only is it rhema, but it has life in it. You speak that word, you believe in that word, and watch what happens. Guarantee you it's going to bring life to something because it's a living thing. It's a living ordinance. So when you speak the word of God, don't you move off of that. You stand on it and watch what the word of God does.
That's right. Amen.
What is your faith?
Hallelujah.
Is your faith in the word of God or not? Are you trusting him like you should or not? Let me tell you something about the word of God. When you speak that word, now this is a revelated word from I'm going to tell you right now. When you speak that word, you just open up heaven. You just got God's attention big time. Because you know why?
Hallelujah.
He says he has to confirm his word with signs following. So when you speak in that word, God, well, you just lit up heaven. You just got God's attention.
Hallelujah.
God said, go follow my word.
Hallelujah.
Wherever it's going, go follow it. Because I got to make that word right. I dare you to tell God, bless my marriage, straighten up my children, give me a job, and according to your word, you said it, Lord. Put it back to him and watch him. Watch him operate. You want deliverance, watch him operate. That man was crying in his spirit, Lord, deliver me. See, when he was hollering day and night, night and day, cutting himself. See, y'all saw that from the physical. But let me tell you how you should. You should see it as though that person was hurting and they was crying out to God. And God heard his prayer. And Jesus came along and rebuked them demons and cast them out until the point that they had to ask Jesus, say, give us permission. They knew who Christ was. But anyway, we're at that point where... anybody have any comments on today's lesson? Thank Brother Robinson for tuning in today.
Amen.
But anybody, any comments? Anything you saw you need to share? God touch your heart about something.
I just want to thank you and Evangelist Ursula for that powerful prayer for the Holy Ghost that's coming on this broadcast and ministering to us today. I just give God praise. I want to thank God, and I'm just thankful to be a part of the Word at Noon. Amen. And
amen.
And constantly learning. I mean, we learn every day. Every time we come together, we're learning. And I just thank God, you know, and it just was powerful. I ain't going to get to the Word, Pastor. That Holy Ghost was moving so strong.
Yeah.
But I just thank each and every one of you, and I thank Pastor and also Evangelist Ursula for a beautiful prayer. And I tell you, y'all ushered in the Holy Ghost. He showed
up and
showed out today. Amen.
Woo, hallelujah. Yes, he did. I thank God for y'all consistency. Because had y'all not been consistent, we wouldn't even be able to come together. Amen. So I thank the Lord for y'all dedication and consistency to the Lord. Amen.
Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Amen.
Thank God for all you
guys. Amen. God teaching the Word of God.
Hallelujah. Anyone else? Hallelujah. Oh, that's okay. Hallelujah. Anyone else? You had something else, Pastor?
I was just saying that thank God for the man of God that's teaching and teaching this word.
Thank you.
Yes, amen.
We'll bless the Lord at all times. And his praises